It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, RVS Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, and the Salvation Army. Now live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
Thanks, Matt. Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium. It's senior night. Yeah, the final home game of the season for the Mountain Home Football Bombers as they get set to take on the Lions from Searcy. And boy, what a tough test this is going to be. The Bombers come in at 1-7 so far in the season, 1-4 in the 6A East. The Lions 6-2 overall. They are 3-2 in conference play. And of course, the Bombers have to win tonight to keep their playoff hopes alive. They've got to win tonight and again next week and have a little help along the way. But mathematically, they still have a chance to get into the postseason. Beautiful night for football. We finally have some football weather. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about this matchup here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Week is Isaac McKay. Isaac plays both quarterback and safety. This past week, Isaac rushed 12 times for 160 yards and a touchdown, and he's rushed for over 800 yards this season. Isaac McKay, the Player of the Game against Little Rock Hall. Brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/meet for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/meet. That's match.com/meet. Match.com/meet.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're about 16 minutes away from kickoff senior night here at Bomber Stadium as Mount Home gets set to take on the Lions of Searcy. Joining me again for the broadcast is Bob Bird. And Bob, we're going to see a team tonight that is probably going to be the most potent offense the Bombers have faced all year. They'll throw the ball. They'll throw it again. If that doesn't work, they'll throw it again some, won't they?
They don't give up throwing it. You know, we went and played Jonesboro, and we thought they were pretty good overall around offensively, and they were. Two-quarterback system. Searcy's going to come in with probably the best quarterback in the conference. He's already thrown for 2,500 yards this year, 31 touchdowns, just 8 interceptions. So that ratio is real good. And I think 2 weeks ago they threw it 68 times in a ball game.
Wow.
That's a lot for a high school.
It is.
He's got some great receivers. You know, Eli Neville's 39 catches, 810 yards, 11 touchdowns. And the thing about these catches, they are 21, 17, and 17 are the average for the top three. Alonzo Tripp, Tim Williams, all have over 500 yards catches and yardage and catches with 9 or more touchdowns. And Trenton Turner was an all-conference receiver from last year that's coming back. So, and the running back, Gabe Chapman, has 1,023 yards and 10 touchdowns. So you're going to see a wide-open offense that boy, this goes to show you when you spread the field and you can throw it with some consistency, that the run game just opens up tremendously. I mean, when you make a team defend the whole field, and it doesn't hurt when you've got two tackles, Cottrell Green, who has D1 interest this year, and Drew Vest, who is a junior, who's developed D1. That doesn't hurt either.
No, it doesn't.
They have big tackles like we saw at Jonesboro. So that doesn't hurt either. So it's going to be, you know, when you play against the pass, you have to do one of two things. You either rush the passer or you defend the pass. You can't hardly do both. You know, I kind of think, you know, we talked to Jacksonville when we were down there, and the way they had stopped Searcy or slowed him down was defend the pass. Mm-hmm. They dropped a bunch of people off and made them throw precise passes. Now, we probably don't have the athleticism in the secondary that Searcy's got, so we may have to come up with something else.
We'll see what happens tonight. We talked about Mason Shucker and what an outstanding quarterback he is. He's getting some interest from LSU already and some other schools looking at him. But LSU has been in a couple of times to talk to him, and he has that kind of talent. The Bombers, Bob, we've talked about injuries all season long. We're now up to 10 that are out for the season, as Gabe Henderson is officially done for the year now.
They thought it was, you know, we thought last week it was an ankle sprain. Turned out to be a broken bone in his knee that they told me today that, you know, it was probably the strength of his leg that kept him from tearing his ACL when he got hit.
Wow.
So, you know, that's better than that. But still, losing for a year, you know, you hate to lose anybody. And we've just lost a ton of them this year, it seems like.
It seems like every one of them is a two-way starter.
Yes.
There's been a bunch of them, unfortunately. Finally, some football weather tonight, Bob. We've waited 8 weeks, and finally it's here in week 9.
Well, we thought last week was nice, but it wasn't anything like tonight.
No.
It was a little warm last week, but tonight is what you picture football weather being like, and, you know, it just took a long time to get here, it seemed like.
God, it finally did. Now, the cold weather, of course, this is the first cold game that these teams have played this year. That can be can affect the passing game that Searcy has.
You know, that affects when the ball starts to get hard. It's harder to grip and it's harder to control, not only for the quarterback but also for the receivers. You know, lots of teams used to use what they called a soft touch football that was actually a little soft padding around it that made it easier to catch and throw. I don't know if that's still legal or not anymore. But, you know, once that football starts to get hard, you can ask kickers. They'll tell you the same thing. Yeah. You know, they want that big bloom ball that's fluffy and easy to kick.
Uh-huh.
And so do quarterbacks. Quarterbacks can use a little smaller ball, but those receivers like for it to be able to squeeze it in their hands.
Well, we'll see how that affects the passing game tonight. About 12 minutes away from kickoff, still plenty of time for you to get to Bomber Stadium and enjoy the final home game of the season for Mountain Home tonight as they take on Searcy. Well, there's some great matchups around the state tonight. Number 1 versus number 2 down in Saline County. Matt's going to take a look at the games around the state with our studio report coming up. When we continue, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Week is Isaac McKay. Isaac plays both quarterback and safety. This past week, Isaac rushed 12 times for 160 yards and a touchdown, and he's rushed for over 800 yards this season. Isaac McKay, the player of the game against Little Rock Hall. Brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolts, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolts app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
More than 75 years ago, electric cooperatives were formed to bring power to rural Arkansas. Neighbors came together to build electric lines and grow communities. Over the years, we've created an electricity network that provides reliable and affordable power to over 1 million Arkansans. We live and work in the communities we serve. At homes, businesses, and schools, we work to brighten the future of our communities. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
And we welcome you back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. State Farm Agent James Boyette's office strives to assist their customers in managing the risks of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. Matt Sharp joining you with our first Classic Hits 101.7 studio report of the evening as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Searcy for a senior night. Bombers looking to wrap up home action with a win this evening. As Searcy comes into this game as the fifth-ranked team in the class 6A top five. Looking what else is going on in the 6A East tonight. The big matchup of the conference is, of course, West Memphis, who is ranked number six in the state overall, second in class 6A, playing at Pine Bluff. The Zebras, 10th in the state overall, third in class 6A. So definitely, that's definitely one we'll try to keep an eye on. Hopefully, we'll get a lot of score updates on that one this evening. Jonesboro at home tonight against Little Rock Hall, and Jacksonville is entertaining Marion this evening. On the local level, Yellow Summit returns home for a season-ending two-game homestand. This will be the first of those two games, and it'll be with a very tough matchup tonight as they'll be hosting Clinton, who comes into the game ranked fourth in the Class 3A top five. The Yellow Jackets are currently 8-0 on the season. Salem will be wrapping up their regular season. They'll actually have a bye for the for week 10, as they'll be hosting Midland tonight. Melbourne will be playing at Green Forest. Mount Marshall will host Mountain View. Harrison is at Maumelle tonight, looking to snap their current two-game losing streak. Also tonight, district play continues up in the Show Me State. A few local teams will be in their district semifinals as West Plains plays at Carl Junction. Branson is at Lebanon, and Ava will host Mountain View Liberty. The Bears come into their tournament as the number one seed. In the Arkansas Associated Press overall top 10 games that we haven't mentioned, although Brad did mention this one going into the break, number one, Bryant, at home against number two, North Little Rock. Big matchup this evening. Hopefully, we'll see a lot of scores on that one tonight as well, and we'll update you throughout the night as we can. Number three, Bentonville West will be at Rogers tonight. Number four, Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, hosts Sheridan. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, will play host to the fifth-ranked team in 5A, Little Rock McClellan. Sixth-ranked Bentonville, actually Bentonville is tied with West Memphis for that number six ranking, will be home against Heritage. Number eight, Conway, is in Little Rock to take on Catholic. And number nine, El Dorado, who is also ranked number four in Class 6A, is at Russellville this evening. We've already gone through all of the Class 6A top five games, so we'll move on to the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned. Number two, Little Rock Christian, is at home against Mills tonight. Third-ranked Nettleton entertains Valley View, so a couple of schools there within the city limits of Jonesboro. So that's going to be a big rivalry tonight as the Blazers look to give the Raiders their first loss of the season. And number four, Wynn, is at Forest City. In the Class 4A top five, number one, Joe T. Robinson, has made the trip to Ashdown. Second-ranked P. Ridge is at home against Huntsville. Number three, Warren, is at Hamburg. Fourth-ranked Prairie Grove is at Berryville. And number five, Arkadelphia, is at Bauxite. In the Class 3A top five games that we haven't gotten to yet, number one, Junction City, is at Fordyce. Second-ranked Charleston is at Perryville. Number three, Mayflower, has made the trip to Little Rock to face Episcopal Collegiate. And number five, Glen Rose, is at Horatio. And of the Class 2A top five, number one, Mount Ida, is hosting Mountain Pine this evening. Second-ranked Earl has this week off. Number three, Danville, is at Decatur. Fourth-ranked Conway Christian is at Magna Cove, and number 5 Ryzen is at Hampton. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and in the area. We will take a break and get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment at Bomber Stadium as Mountain Home gets ready to take on Searcy for Senior Night. You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Now back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just about 2.5 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and the Lions of Searcy. Searcy already on the field getting ready for their run through. Bombers haven't come out of the locker room yet, so we're about 3 minutes away from getting this one started. First cold night of the season. We talked about that. And Bob, mathematically, the Bombers are still alive for a postseason berth. They've got to win tonight. They got to win next week, and they have a little help. But tell you what, a tough test when you got Searcy and West Memphis back-to-back to wrap up the season with.
When you got them back-to-back, and, you know, Searcy's playing well, but one of the losses for Searcy was to West Memphis, I believe,
yes,
wasn't it? And, you know, it wasn't a big loss, but still, you know, my goodness, the whipping that Searcy put on Jonesboro last week had to get your attention. You know, that 35-0 at halftime, I believe, was the score. It had to get your attention, even though Jonesboro has lost a quarterback, a running back, and a couple other players. We know how that goes, but my goodness, you know, it's going to be and have to go to West Memphis and play on a Thursday night. But I know how you feel about Thursday night ball games.
I just love them. I still don't know why we play Thursday nights at this point in the season. Back in the day, they started it for scouting purposes before the playoffs. Now you've got huddle. Everybody exchanges film electronically. So
nobody scouts anymore.
No,
you don't actually send scouts except maybe to the first game of the year, the scrimmage or whatever. And our junior high plays the same night, I believe, next week in
Paragould.
It doesn't look like, you know, but the home team has that choice on when they want to play that game. And West Memphis has always played it on Thursday nights, I think.
Yep. We'll take a break, come back, and get this one started in just a moment. The Bombers and Searcy next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.